All right, we're heading back to Genesis after Christmas and New Year's, picking up where we left off in Genesis 25, last looking at the passing of Abraham and the good heritage he left behind. And now looking at God's oversight, I will preface the message with this, that a lot of people in church and theology and whatnot like to have lots of labels. Our church is called Grace Baptist Church. Grace, you're saved by grace through faith, that not of yourselves. Baptists have historically said the Bible's our only rule of faith and practice. We don't always get it right, but that's what we try to do and seek to get our theology straight from the Bible and not just from tradition or other things. And so what we'll be looking at this morning has to do with one of the big debates of God's sovereignty and the big Calvinism that emphasizes that, and sometimes to the extreme. And then there's Arminianism, which means is talking about the free will of man. And what I say is the Bible teaches both. Okay? And as we go through here, we might scratch our heads and say, well, this doesn't totally make sense to me. Let me ask you this. Does the Trinity make perfect sense to you? No, our minds are not as big as God. And therefore, there are things we have to accept by faith. I like what a gentleman who probably emphasized the Calvinism a little more than I would, but C.H. Spurgeon, a preacher from the 1800s that many of us are familiar with, he said this in regards to God's sovereignty and man's free will. Says, when you get to heaven, on the outside, you will see whosoever will may come. That's the invitation in Revelation 22 or a word similar. And he says, once you enter the gate and look back, you'll see elect according to the foreknowledge of God. Whosoever God's plan, that works just fine. And for us, we must accept some of that by faith and say, I don't understand it all, but I trust the good God who does these things. So as we go into this passage, I wanted to introduce it with those thoughts. Verse 19 through verses 20, Genesis 25, excuse me, verses 19 through 28, page 23, if you're using a chair Bible. These are the generations of Isaac, Abraham's son. Abraham fathered Isaac, and Isaac was 40 years old when he took Rebekah, the daughter of Bethuel, the Aramean. Rayan helped. Yeah, he did. Of Padan Aram, the sister of Laban, the Aramean. There we go. To be his wife. Remember the great story of sending the servant back in chapter 24. Whosoever Isaac didn't even get to choose his bride. Whosoever wasn't even there. The servant was sent to do it. That's a pretty trusted servant, wouldn't you say? But God worked it all out. In verse 21, and Isaac prayed to the Lord for his wife because she was barren. And the Lord granted his prayer, and Rebekah, his wife, conceived. The children struggled together with her, and she said, if it be thus, or if it is thus, why is this happening to me? So she went to inquire of the Lord, and the Lord said to her, two nations are in your womb. Whosoever from within you shall be divided. The one shall be stronger than the other. The older shall serve the younger. Whosoever are critical to many things that are going to be happening in the next few chapters, especially chapter 27. When her days to give birth were completed, behold, there were twins in her womb. The first came out red, all his body like a hairy cloak. Whosoever called his name Esau. Whosoever afterward his brother came out with his hand holding Esau's heel. It's almost like, no, you don't get to go first. I'm first, right? So his name was called Jacob, which means supplanter. Whosoever was 60 years old when she bore them. Whosoever the boys grew up, Esau was a skillful hunter, a man of the field, while Jacob was a quiet man dwelling in tents. Isaac loved Esau because he ate of his game, but Rebekah loved Jacob. Let's pray together. Lord, as we look at your oversight, even in the events way back there, help us to take note that you are still just as involved in each of our lives. Whosoever trusts you. Whosoever we need to submit to you, we pray in Jesus' name. Whosoever, simple outline. Some of it was I spent the better part of the week up seeing grandchildren. Enjoyed that over the New Year's. Whosoever, we see, first of all, we sang just a little while ago, Sweet Hour of Prayer. Notice Isaac's prayer for his wife and God does answer. And that comes back to the whole, if you lean so hard on sovereignty, you come to the place where you say, well, why bother praying? Because God's going to do what God's going to do. Whosoever, but as you read through Scripture, you find command after command to pray. Paul writes to Thessalonians and says, pray without ceasing. Whosoever that is being as we go about our day, talking to God about everything. Whosoever come natural to us. Well, I got up this morning and said, thank you, Lord. I don't have to go plow at the church or shovel, right? I mean, we need the snow, but it's kind of nice not to have to dig out and then on my place, dig in here with James helps greatly. And then, you know, maybe have a rough road going to Manila. But we do need the snow, don't we? But just think about God brings good things into your life. Thank you, Lord. Whosoever try to, when I drive by folks' houses in town that I know, people of our congregation or even people I know in town going through things, to think as I'm driving around to pray for them. Or to whosoever God for them, whatever the case might be. That's a good way to pray without ceasing. It doesn't mean that every minute you're praying, but you're in constant connection with God. That should be a natural in our Christian lives. And if you look at Luke 18, and I'm afraid I did not get the page number on that. Whosoever, but this occurred to me just as I was thinking about this last night. Jesus himself emphasizing the need to pray. And he uses a contrast in this. Of course, there's lots of passages we look at throughout the Bible that have to do with prayer. Whosoever, this one I think is very instructive. Whosoever, in verse 1, he told them a parable to the effect that they ought always to pray and not lose heart. Whosoever, give up. Okay, we don't always get the answers right away, do we? Because whosoever's timing is perfect. And we, being in the generation to get everything fast, microwave items, right? If you have a question now, you just ask Google or Alexa or Siri or whoever's out there that wants to talk to you electronically. Whosoever, and we don't, whosoever, expect to have to wait. Whosoever, the Bible has a lot to say about patience and endurance. Whosoever, to always pray and not lose heart. He said, in a certain city, there was a judge who neither feared God nor respected man. Whosoever judges that way, don't we? Whosoever, and there was a widow in the city who kept coming to him and saying, give me justice against my adversary. For a while he refused, but afterward he said to himself, though I neither fear God nor respect man, yet because this widow keeps bothering me, I will give her justice so that she will not beat me down by her continual coming. Whosoever, the Lord said, hear what the unrighteous judge says. And will not God give justice to his elect who cry to him day and night? Will he delay long over them? I tell you, he will give justice to them speedily. Nevertheless, when the Son of Man comes, will he find faith on the earth? And so, by contrast, whosoever is here is sharing the fact that God, our Heavenly Father, is good and wants to help us. Whosoever he's waiting, it's not because he's being mean or just wants to drive us bonkers. It's because he has a good purpose behind it. He's an all-wise God. He knows all things, he controls all things, and he loves us, and we have to accept that. Whosoever, it's just the same as right when Jesus talks in Matthew chapter, whosoever, I believe it is on prayer or six, I think it's seven for sure, but well, let's go there. We'll find it, and we'll see it together. How's that? Whosoever, in the Sermon on the Mount, Whosoever, it is chapter 7. Starting in verse 7. Whosoever, ask and it will be given to you. Seek and you will find. Knock and it will be opened to you. For everyone who asks receives. The one who seeks finds. And to the one who knocks it will be opened. Whosoever, which of you, if his son asks for bread, will give him a stone. Whosoever, or if he asks for a fish, will give him a serpent. If you then, who are evil, as we're not perfect, whosoever know how to give good gifts to your children, how much more will your Father, who is in heaven, give good things to those who ask him? Again, a teaching by contrast. And whosoever, even earthly parents who aren't perfect, want the best for their kids, how much our Heavenly Father more does for us. And so we are not to give up in our praying. And so Isaac prays, and God does answer. Whosoever answers doubly. Whosoever child, but two. Whosoever, but you know, very different. Whosoever, and even twins can be very different, can't they? They may look the same. They may act the same and talk the same for a time, but here we have twins who are very different. And starting in verse 22, we see the answer to this prayer in God's oversight and sovereign choice. Whosoever said to her, two nations are in your womb. Whosoever, Jacob will be renamed Israel. Jacob's a planter, and as we go through his life story in the next several chapters, we'll see, as we look at God's choice, whosoever did choose Jacob because he was a great guy, or was going to be a great guy. Whosoever was quite the fella. You wouldn't want to meet him early in his life and do business with him. Whosoever, he would probably rip you off if he could. Whosoever, trickster, supplanter, and even as they're being born, he's showing that. I want to be first, right? Whosoever, Esau, whosoever, the ones who one of the prophets has to rebuke them because they cheered when Israel was, the nation of Israel was overthrown by their enemy. They sat there and said, yay, go get them. God says, I'm coming for you. Even though you're up in the highest of heights and you have this great fortress, don't think you're safe. Whosoever have basically the Israelites and the Edomites coming out of the birth of these two young men. Whosoever be stronger than the other, the older shall serve the younger. Whosoever, when we get to chapter 27, we're going to find this whole end of the chapter that reminds us of the parents playing favorites, how that comes out. Whosoever, despite the fact that if you read Genesis 27 and we get there, nobody is doing what's right there. Whosoever,
okay.
Whosoever, mom and son are tricking dad. Whosoever, mom should have gone if dad wasn't told this right away. The Lord said to her, verse 23, okay, get it. She knows for sure. We don't know textually if Isaac knew until what whosoever in chapter 27, but I would assume she probably does tell him. Because when we go through chapter 27, instead of him trying to overthrow what happens, I think there's a big, whosoever got overruled my favoritism.
Okay.
Whosoever. And so we have Isaac trying to favor Esau when Esau is not the one God chose clearly in this passage, as he tells her at birth. The older Esau will serve the younger Jacob. And the Edomites, you, for the most part, as you read history in the Bible, were so in subjection to the nation of Israel. Whosoever, 24, when her days to give birth were completed, behold, there was twins in her womb. The first came out red, all his body like a hairy cloak, so they called his name Esau. Whosoever, his brother came out with his hand, holding Esau's heel, so his name was called Jacob. Isaac was 60 years old when she bore them. And so, whosoever is trying to figure out what in the world's happening here, God explains it to her. And I want to go back to Romans 9, page 1123, because this, whosoever does understand, Paul, in Romans 9 through 11, basically, you read the book of Romans, he goes through the first eight chapters with great theology. He starts out saying, everybody's sinners. He starts with chapter 1, people who are totally immoral. Yep, we agree, they're sinners. Then he turns to the religious people and says, but guess what? Whosoever always keep the law, you say, that you believe in. And then he turns to the Jews who have been clapping. Yep, bunch of wicked Gentiles. Yep, God of God. And he says, you guys don't keep the law either. And then he comes with all of sin and comes short of the glory of God. Whosoever that didn't was Jesus himself. Then he talks about being saved by grace through faith, that it's not our works. And he actually quotes the Old Testament concerning Abraham. Believe God, it was counted to him for righteousness. David praised God for having his sin forgiven. And then he goes on and talks about what the Christian life should look like, what is growing more and more Christ-like, sanctification, holiness, those things. Whosoever, then he gets done with all that, and someone can picture like a kid in the back of the classroom, you know, that kid that always asks the questions, the one to try to stump the teacher. Oh. Whosoever, got a question. God's made all those great promises, but what about Israel? He made a lot of promises to them too, and they don't seem to be getting a whole lot of answers right now. So chapters 9 through 11, he goes back historically and then into the future and says, God's still going to do things for Israel. Whosoever Israel will be saved, he concludes in chapter 11, at the return of Christ. Whosoever, but what we read is going back And he talks about, let's start in verse 1 and take a run at this. This helps us to see Paul was very logical, whosoever, in his reasoning. He says, whosoever speaking the truth in Christ, I'm not lying. My conscience bears me witness in the Holy Spirit that I have great sorrow and unceasing anguish in my heart. For I could wish that I myself were accursed and cut off from Christ for the sake of my brothers, my kinsmen according to the flesh. Whosoever has something for him, but it breaks my heart right now that Jesus came for his people. And as John 1 tells us what, he came to his own and his own did not receive. Whosoever is part, Paul being an exception, whosoever disciples being exceptions, whosoever several thousand were saved in Jerusalem from all over the world that were Jewish in the early parts of the book of Acts. But for the most part, they rejected their Messiah. Whosoever then, verse 4, he tells us, here's all the benefits they had. Whosoever they're Israelites, to them belong the adoption, the glory. This kind of glory, remember the cloud that followed them in the wilderness, or led them, excuse me, the covenants, the giving of the law, the worship, and the promises. For them, to them belong the patriarchs, and from their race according to the flesh is the Christ, who is God over all, blessed forever. Amen. Whosoever, and then what we read. Whosoever, and what is he telling us here? Whosoever, not everybody that is national Israel is spiritual Israel, is truly born again, is truly a follower of Jesus. That they should be, because their whole Old Testament was preparing them for the coming of the Messiah. Whosoever, and then he uses examples, and we read, and it's interesting, you go and in the Old Testament time, the firstborn was usually the one who got all the benefits. Whosoever, in a lot of societies today, you will find that to be true. The firstborn son is the one who inherits the family business, and so he gets the majority of what is coming to the family. And in Old Testament times, the firstborn son usually got a double inheritance over the others. And yet, what does the Bible tell us? Whosoever, verse 7, through Isaac shall your offspring be named. The firstborn for Abraham was Ishmael, but not of Sarah and Abraham. And then the same thing happens here. Firstborn is Esau. But God says what? Whosoever choosing Jacob. And notice what the scripture says, verse 11, though they were not yet born and had done nothing either good or bad, in order that God's purpose of election might continue, not because of works, but whosoever of him who calls, she was told the older will serve the younger. Whosoever, and you stop for a minute and say, whosoever, okay, so am I one of the chosen? Whosoever God elects, how do I fit into this? Whosoever, know for sure. And what's interesting, you get to Peter, and what does Peter say? Make your calling and election sure. Say, wait a minute, God's the one's doing the choosing. But Paul's saying, how I live as a Christian, whosoever gives me the assurance of salvation, whosoever my part in this, my part is, first of all, to repent of sin and trust Christ. I have to be willing to do that. Whosoever go to Jesus' statement and he says, whosoever God calls, people aren't going to respond. You're saying, preacher, you're just confusing me. I'm telling you both sides of what the Bible says. That's why this debate has gone on since the New Testament was written. Whosoever, both are clearly there in Scripture. Elect according to the foreknowledge of God, Paul writes the Ephesians. Whosoever will may come. And why in the world were John the Baptist and Jesus calling out to people to repent and follow them unless people could make that choice, right? Whosoever, if you're elect and you're going to be saved, then there you go. And I remember whosoever from somebody who was dealing with a missionary that was in a foreign country, and he actually was teaching people they were born again in the womb. Whosoever was how strong his sovereignty of God election was that, okay, God has already chosen, they're born again in the womb. Whosoever did Jesus say to Nicodemus in John 3? You must be born again. Whosoever, there's the choice that has to be made. Whosoever, the Bible's clear. God is the one that has to draw us, his sovereignty, but we have the choice. So now that I've confused you totally, we have to deal with this, don't we? We have to accept that God is wise enough that he makes the good choices for us. And let's be honest, if we struggle with this, Go back to the book of Job and read it. Whosoever, okay? I was thinking about this morning. Whosoever complains basically to God, he says, God, I don't know why this has all happened to me. If you read the book, he's a man whom God says is a righteous man. He's a good man. And he's even bragging about him to Satan, who wants to blast him. Whosoever, and God allows Satan step by step to do things to Job. Whosoever, and Job is kind of saying, this is unfair. And he goes to the point of defending himself, to almost sounding like he thinks he's sinless. Now, I don't think he believed that, but he's struggling with, and friends that are telling him, you must have done something wrong because bad things don't happen to good people. Whosoever, question we really need to ask is, why do good things happen to bad people? Whosoever, we're all bad according to the Bible. Why does God do anything good for any of us? Whosoever, he's merciful, he's compassionate. That's what Romans 9 tells us, because of God's mercy. And whosoever, so, Job kind of complains for a while, and then you know what happens? God finally does come down and say, you know what, Job? Try running this whole planet for a day. Take care of all these animals, sending the snow, the rain, getting everything right. And Job does this. Whosoever, I'm listening, God, I'm done arguing. And that's really the place we need to come to. Is God good? Can he be trusted even when things don't make sense to us? Whosoever, there's a lot of times things don't make sense. Whosoever, God, why is this? Why not this? And why this? And God is saying, I'm in charge. Whosoever, and trust me. Whosoever, it's interesting, he goes on right after this passage, and he talks about Pharaoh, after we read about God's sovereignty over all what happened here with Esau and Jacob and Isaac and Ishmael and whatnot. Whosoever, and Pharaoh, God raised up, whosoever, he could show his power even in a situation where a man keeps hardening his heart against God. Whosoever, and the Old Testament is clear. God gets his glory in those that trust him and follow him and obey him, and he gets his glory in those that disobey when he brings judgment on them. Whosoever, think about it. Here's Pharaoh. Whosoever, leader of China today or America, whatever country you would look at and say, they're it. Whosoever, okay, we're still kind of it. Just ask Maduro. Yeah, have you been watching the news? But whosoever, he was the superpower of the day. And they worshiped a lot of gods, and the Pharaoh often was considered a god in a sense too. And so when Moses comes and starts making demands, Pharaoh's attitude is what? Whosoever, God, I don't know this Jehovah God you're talking about. Who do you think he is? And 10 plagues later, guess what? He knows who this Jehovah God is. He has to submit to him. And then he has the audacity to go chase these people down one more time, thinking, I just let all the workers go. We got to work now. This is a bummer. Let's go get them. And God bears his army in the sea. And as Israel starts marching, guess what? People start hearing about that. Whosoever, that's some god. He basically attacks all the gods in their specialties in Egypt in the plagues. Whosoever knows this is the real God. Now, how they deal with that is different, and many still reject him. Whosoever, God is going to get his glory. Yes, God is in control. But let's go back to our passage again, back there at page 23, because we see whosoever, God could very well have stopped the parents from playing favorites. Whosoever didn't. God can stop a lot of things. And people ask, well, if God's a good God, why is all these wars and all this terrible stuff happening in the world? And whosoever rebels against God. Whosoever, and God is a good parent, doesn't always just clean up our mess. Whosoever, we know children, whosoever, are always given everything they want and never have to. Whosoever, have any consequences for wrong things they do. Whosoever, what do we call them? Whosoever, spoiled brats. Whosoever is not in the process of raising spoiled brats. Whosoever, so you do something, there's going to be consequences. And unfortunately, I do it, and it may be consequences for you too. Whosoever, but here we have verses 27 and 28. Boys grew up, Jacob. Whosoever, mama's favorite. He hangs around the house and helps out, it looks like. Whosoever, dad's favorite. Well, he goes out and he gets the game and he brings me meat I really like. And that's what we'll see in chapter 27 when he tries to bless Esau instead of Jacob. whosoever the parents play favorites, but God still overrules and gets done what he said he was going to do. That's how powerful God is. We can mess all these things up, and that's not an excuse for us to do it, but he's still going to do what he's promised. Whosoever, he said, we just celebrated Christmas, Genesis 3, right after man sins, God's not. Whosoever, they ain't working, they blew it in the garden. Right. Whosoever says the seed of the woman is going to bruise the serpent's head. We read that as we had our Christmas program, and James faithfully went through the scripture and showed us all the prophecies there, preparing us for Jesus coming. God knew exactly what man would do, and God decided to not build robots. Whosoever really can make choices. Whosoever, think about it. If God just had a bunch of, okay, I believe God, I trust God, I follow God, and you're doing the same thing, we're like, okay. Whosoever, but if I can choose to follow God or to reject God, whosoever's people, you know, this God is worth following because I made the choice. I made the choice to submit to him. Whosoever, let me just share this, parents, a little side note. Whosoever, honest, if you have more than one kid, there's chances are that one is more your favorite than the other. Okay, that's just human nature. That happens. We're sinners. Whosoever, all you can not to do that. Whosoever, and if you ask your kids, my oldest brother, he said, whosoever, loyal you, because I was 11 years younger than him. Whosoever says, they spank me almost every day. And I just look at him and say, but you deserved it. Whosoever, that was the snotty kid's comeback. Whosoever, but actually, whosoever, you know, I think my parents did a pretty good job with that. They found out later, a lot of his spankings were because they didn't know until later he was deaf or near deaf from the time he was very young. And so they thought he was disobeying when he just wasn't lit. He couldn't hear. Whosoever, so they felt bad about that. And as parents, sometimes we do mess up in those things. But as much as possible, one kid may be more like you. You can look at our two kids, and my son looks dead like me, but he's more emotional like his mom. Whosoever, my daughter doesn't look like either of us a whole lot, but she's a whole lot like me. Whosoever, and it's easy to be that favorite. Whosoever, treat them equally as much as possible. Whosoever, as we're going to see this plays out to a real mess in chapter 27, and it ends up that Jacob leaves home because his brother's ready to kill him. Whosoever starts back in right here. Whosoever favorites. So as we tie this together, what can we learn from this? Whosoever, pray. Whosoever, even though we know God's going to do what he's going to do, isn't it exciting when you pray? Like, hopefully you prayed for Autumn. She's out of the hospital. If you didn't pray for her, you're like, okay, well, that's nice. But if you've been praying for her, you're just like, praise the Lord. Whosoever, however God took the prayers that we're going to pray into account what he does. Somehow he probably does. We don't understand it all. Whosoever, we need to be a praying people. Isaac was. God answered. Whosoever, we need to accept God's choices. Whosoever, he's all wise. Whosoever, he's all powerful. Whosoever, and no, yes, we do have will. We can make choices for or against God. Whosoever, I trust if you haven't chosen for him that today you will. You say, well, I'm not sure if I'm the elect. Well, if you accept Christ as Savior, you're the elect. Whosoever, that's simple from our perspective. And by the way, people who are hyper-Calvinists a lot of times will say, well, whosoever need to share the gospel with anybody because if he's chosen, they're going to get saved. But whosoever commands in Scripture aren't there. Whosoever mission. Whosoever Paul says we're to be ambassadors for Christ. Whosoever, what I like to tell people is what we're doing is we're just looking for the ones God's chosen. We don't know who it is. We're humans. We don't know. So we share the gospel. And if people show interest, then we keep sharing. If they quit showing interest, they may still be his elect. It may be they're just not going to turn to him at the moment. Maybe I got to plant the first seed, and down the road, somebody else will come across them and share the gospel and they'll get saved. Whosoever, putting the gospel down a person's throat, I'm just out there, okay, who's interested right now? And that's what we do when we preach. That's what we do when we share the Lord with people. That's what we do when we invite people to church. Whosoever, and I've invited a lot of people in this town to church, and you know what? Very few have. Whosoever, my invitation. Whosoever, but do I quit? I know for one that your invitation is more valuable than mine. Whosoever I know him personally, I go and I try to visit people that are new in the community and say, hey, we're here. I'd love to have you come join us. This is what we believe. And I've actually had times when I've done that, and later they've come because somebody else invited them. Whosoever, that's the preacher, his job, or I don't really know him, and I don't know if I want to be around him. You know? Whosoever reason people view preachers in different ways, like we're subhuman or superhuman or whatever. Whosoever the gospel and you invite, they're more likely to come than I do. That's just part of life. I'm not going to quit doing it. Whosoever, but you keep doing it too. Whosoever will sit back and say, well, God's just going to do what he's going to do because he's commanded us to do what we're to do. And he does his part, obviously, and we're thankful for that. Let's pray. Lord, whosoever, difficult message in many ways, because it's hard for me to understand. No, it's hard for all of us. Whosoever together, whosoever you've chosen, whosoever, and yet at the same time you call us to exert our will and to trust you. Whosoever, thank you that you are in charge, that you are a good, all-wise, all-powerful God, and we can trust you. Whosoever, help us, whosoever, exert our will in a way that submits to your will. Whosoever choose not to. Boy, you know, reading about Pharaoh, it didn't go well for him, and it wouldn't go well for us when we do that either. Whosoever, help us to be submissive to you, even when we don't understand. Whosoever, we pray and ask all these things in Jesus' precious name. Whosoever, thanks for coming. You are dismissed.